coming to you from the top of the SmartWorks Tower. Nestled between the massage parlor and donut shop in beautiful downtown Red Bluff, it's the PenPals.Buzz podcast. Now, here's your host, Big Steve.
Hello, this is a free call from
Daniel,
an incarcerated individual at
Lawrence Correctional Center.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring. To accept this free call, press 1. To refuse this free call, press.
Be aware, any attempt to add a third party to any call from Illinois DOC will result in inmate disciplinary action, and the involved end user's phone number will be globally blocked from future calls from all Illinois DOC facilities.
Thank you for using Securus. You may start the conversation now.
Daniel Patricus, calling in from Illinois, just got out of the hole after several months. What do they call the hole there, Daniel?
They call the hole restrictive housing to everybody. Inmates and COs alike, it is SEG. It is still SEG. I know a lot of things have been trying to be changed, like throughout the nation, as far as segregation, with most states taking like a segregation or like the whole like away and trying to reimplement like stuff that's less restrictive.
How long were you in there?
I did 5.5 months. It was supposed to be for about 7 months. I was able to knock off about 1.5 months with good behavior.
Now, Daniel, is there any difference between RH, SEG, the whole?
Not really. I would say this restrictive housing, it's still SEG to everybody.
Yeah.
However, it's still the same setup as the former SEG, which was just segregation. The only difference is they tried to implement more yard time each week and more like out-of-cell time, which that really didn't happen because of staff shortages throughout the state. Mm-hmm. But they're supposed to be giving groups, mental health groups, school type of groups. But those aren't happening like they're supposed to be. They're supposed to get, I think, 15 hours a week out the cell. And when I was just there between two prisons for those 5.5 months, I was averaging about 3 hours a week out the cell.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But to answer your question, though, they do have, it's called AD, administrative detention. That's where they put, like, I wouldn't say, like, problem child, because they, you know, they get in trouble, they do stuff to get in trouble and go to SEG. But, like, the guys that, like, are constantly a threat to the COs or high-ranked gang members, they'll go to what's called AD, which is pretty much just like SEG, but they get their TV and stuff, but they're locked in the cell all day, and they also get the phones. Pretty much just like SEG, just a few more privileges.
Did you have anything when you were in there, Daniel, for all that time? Did you have a TV or tablet or anything like that?
I didn't have anything until about 4 months in. 4 months in, I got my TV. They gave me my what they call audiovisual privileges, which you got to earn. And you're only eligible if you're doing more than 3 months worth of SEG time. And after a certain amount of time, you'll then be allowed to put in to request to be approved. And if you're approved, you would get approved to use the kiosk, which is for messaging, also to receive your TV, if you have one.
What about mail? Can you receive that when you're there?
Yeah, everyone gets their mail. However, a lot of these facilities, they're really backed up because of all these drugs that be coming in on the mail. But yeah, the mail rooms are really backed up. So you're waiting 2-3 weeks just for something, a letter to come from family.
Man, it's just unreal. So you're waiting 3 weeks, maybe a month. You can't hear anything from your family. You have no access to TV. You can't get on your tablet. So how would you keep in touch? I mean, you've got a wife, you've got a family, you've got responsibilities on the streets, and you're trying to keep in touch with your wife of all people, right? How could you do that when you got to wait a month?
I actually came up with a very good plan for that. Like, sometimes there would be like an important question I had to know an answer to, whether yes or no. So I came up with this because this always came. This was because it would be called in-house mail stuff, like from the front office, like the warden's office, the school building, or business office. So if I just had to know an answer to a question, if the answer is yes or if the answer is no, like if the answer is no, send me $10, $10 even. If the answer is yes, send me $10 with some change added at the end of it, because that I'll get it. When she sends it Thursday night, Friday afternoon when they pass out the mail, I'll get a little deposit slip that says I received the mail, or the money, man. And for how much.
Daniel, that is like so, that is so freaking genius. So not only do you get the answer, but you get money. And I'd tell her if the answer is maybe send $20. That's so cool, man. I mean, I'm a smart guy. I never would have thought of that. That's freaking brilliant.
Yeah, I used that about two or three times with her.
Man, now your secret's going to be out there, though, for everybody now. Now, man, people might start copying you.
Yeah.
I love that. What was it like when you finally got out after all that time? And then was that the first time you were able to talk on the phone with your wife?
Yeah, so we went, it was definitely about 5.5 months not talking to her on the phone.
You have a blog for everybody out there, inmateblogger.com, and if they search for you, Daniel Patricus. I just thought your blogs are also good because they tell the real story of like what you're thinking and what you're feeling when all this stuff's happening. And I thought a really good one about your time in and out, and then when you got to finally talk to your wife and how that, it's just something great to read. If anyone is listening, inmateblogger.com and search for this super good stuff. A lot of guys' blogs are just like, hey, I want to meet a girl to hook up with and blah, blah. But it's nice to see something with some substance when you send us stuff. I always want to read it. So thank you for contributing to all that.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you do now? Like, so now you're out. I mean, you're still in prison, but it seems like after all that time, you've got to feel like a sense of freedom now that you're out. What are some things that you can do now that you weren't able to do during those several months?
Well, it's definitely a more sense of freedom. You're allowed to go to, like, sign up for academics or school or whatnot. I should be starting a job soon in the kitchen. Hopefully next week, they said that I was approved, and I'm just waiting for a spot to open up. So I should be working in the kitchen about 5 days a week.
Makes the time go faster, right? Like, when you're keeping busy, it just goes faster.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because it'll be a little less on my pockets having to eat all this commissary to stay full. I'll be able to go over there and eat for free because the trays they do serve, they don't fill you up. So you always got to buy commissary and eat commissary. So that's definitely save me some money.
What's the best thing? What's the best thing on your chow menu? What's like the one meal that everybody looks forward to?
I would say burgers and fries or chicken nuggets. The burger patties, though, have turned kind of nasty.
No, what about the worst? What's the worst thing to eat there?
That would be the cold cut days with pasta salad.
Oh, man. Are you talking like slimy bologna?
So it'd be like slimy bologna with like some potato salad and some raw carrots on the side.
Oh, man. So now that we've spoiled everybody's appetite, Daniel, let's get into the topic we were supposed to be talking about. Inmate services companies, and you wanted to talk about some of your favorites.
All right, so first company that I really like is called Web Hunter. They're a resource company, sort of like secretarial stuff. Their work is very high quality. They do internet research for anything like educational, legal, sports. Web Hunt is very quick. They are the quickest service that I use. They're very professional. Whenever they get something, they do it the same day and then mail you back whatever you're looking for as far as if you ordered something, they'll send you a printout from Amazon.
Okay.
All right. Elite Paralegal Services. They're out of Wisconsin, Appleton.
Yeah.
They recently changed their name to Top Notch Inmate Services. They are good.
Okay.
However, they have slow response times because they get a lot of requests nationwide. That's the only reason why they're so slow. Because
yeah.
A lot of people use them. They've been advertising for years. They just send you what, like if you want like a search like of a like a certain books or something, like they'll print off something and it'll be in black and white, whereas Web Hunter will be in color. They're slower. They are black and white. It's not as professional, but it gets the job done. The next company I like is Discount Magazine Subscription Service out of Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay.
There's a lot of magazine companies. This one has by far the widest selection and pretty much the cheapest prices. They have fast responses. They're more of like an actual company. The other two that I use is called Tightwad and Grant Publications. Tightwad's out of Buford, Georgia. It's ran by a lady named Julie. She's very professional. She has an excellent deal called the Insider Secret Sale, where she has a list of about 30 magazines. You can pick 7 of those magazines off that list for just $28. You'll get 1 year of all 7.
Sorry to Julie. Her deal is no longer secret. But that's a great deal. That's an awesome deal.
And then the other one was Grant Publications. It's similar to Tightwad. It's just ran by a lady named Alice out of Greenfield, Wisconsin. She does respond quickly when you inquire.
Before we move on to the next one, just quickly let everybody know your name is Daniel Patricus?
Yeah, you got it right. Patricus.
Patricus. And you're one of our bloggers that's on our sister company, inmateblogger.com. You had a blog recently listing some of these companies. So if people want to, you know, learn more or see more details, go to inmateblogger.com and search for, it's Daniel, and the last name is P-A-T-R-Y-K-U-S, and they can find some more of this. But in the meantime, let's get to the next thing you've got for us.
Edward Hamilton. I'm sure you're familiar with them.
Bargain Books.
They got amazing deals. They only charge $4 for shipping, and that you can order as many books as you want just for $4, one cost of $4. Now, going back to the Elite Paralegal and Web Hunter, there's another company that's similar to them. It's called Felon's Friend. It's a newer company out of Carmichael, California.
Oh, man, I hate to interrupt you, Daniel. We've got Gary from Felon's Friend. He just happens to be holding on line five. He wants to cut in here for a minute. Gary, I've heard good things about you guys.
We try. I mean, I personally got 21 years in the federal system, so I know what it's like to be waiting on mail call, waiting on companies. And I did a lot of planning in the last couple of years I was in prison just to figure out how would I do a business like this. And when I came out of prison, I couldn't get a job. I must have applied to 300 different places.
Wow.
No one would hire me.
So Gary Smith is your name. And are you the founder of Felon's Friend?
Yes, I am.
Felonsfriend.com. So you said 21 years. And I mean, you were like me. I was in there about half that long. But it was unbelievable to see how badly so many of these prison services companies treated their customers. And
my goal is to answer or try to get everything out in the mail the next day. In fact, every piece of mail that we get in, I've got two stamps. One of them is marked received. That's got the date. So I stamp everything. I stamp the envelopes. Uh-huh. I stamp the letters. And if there's a return envelope, I stamp that. When it gets mailed, there's another stamp that says mailed. I put that on the back of every inmate. So that way, when we mail something to inmates, they know the date we mailed it and the date we received it. Special requests sometimes take a little bit longer.
People can ask you for instance, if they need to research something on Google, then you would do the research. Is that what happens and send back a printout?
Right. And let me give you an example. We have a gentleman down in Texas who was involved in an automobile accident while in custody. He was actually on a state prison bus. And we are going ahead and collecting as many relevant documents we can. I believe he's going to sue them. He hadn't said so, but we've been pulling medical procedures. We've just got done mailing out a bunch of open records requests to the state on, you know, for him. Whatever it takes. We have another client who is a former CEO of a mid-sized corporation that is kind of the brains behind the corporation. And uh-huh. We are like his personal assistant. So whenever he needs things done, we do it. We do the research, whatever it takes.
People don't realize, a lot of people at least don't get that when you're inside, you just can't get onto the internet. You can't just hop onto Google and do research. You can't collect evidence.
Right.
So that's such a huge service, and I love your name, Felon's Friend, because there's not that many friends out there anymore, it seems, of felons, and a lot of family members even, they want to help, but a lot of times they can't, or they're working full-time, or they, you know, I see a lot of times it's like a grandma who's in their 80s, and they don't really get how to do this kind of work, and they want to help, and it's just easier a lot of times to hire somebody like you that can do the work and do it quickly and effectively.
And we've taken the necessary steps to make sure that anything that we can do and produce, we do it in-house. The only exception to that right now is photo books. But we've got, I've actually on my computer, I've got 7 printers attached to my computer so I can print out documents black and white. I can print them out in color, single-sided, double-sided. I even have a printer which is nicknamed the Beast, and it'll print. It's a color laser printer. It's an HP color laser printer
okay.
that prints 11 by 17
oh,
in laser. disposed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's as big as an old-fashioned copier. The thing weighs 260-some pounds. And I bought it from a state auction that the local university here no longer uses it. So as long as I can keep getting supplies for it, that thing's going to keep running. But a lot of, you know, a lot of guys play D&D and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have access to large-scale maps, and I'll print them out. There'll be like 8 sheets, you know, 2x4 of the 11x17 that they can tape together, you know, cut out and tape together.
Oh, that's amazing.
Right.
That's so cool. I've had a lot of friends that play that, and they had the hardest time getting all, you know, that type of the maps and all that, because it was almost impossible, and nobody would ever do that. That's amazing.
And, you know, our biggest burden is the first time we do something, because once it's done, it's created already. The software that we use to manage all the inmates is custom written by myself, and I've automated a lot of the processes so that, like, you know, when somebody orders a catalog, I just got to click the catalogs, hit the print button, and then the application automatically opens up Microsoft Word, prints it out, and closes it back down all in the background. So, I mean, it's a lot of little efficiencies like that that really help us as we grow as a company to keep maintaining the speedy replies to the inmates, which I think is very important.
You're actually putting the clients first there and treating them like a friend.
Right. And in fact, it's, you know, I sit in front of the computer from the time I get up to the time I go to in bed. And for those that have messaging, I do the best I can to message back as soon as possible. Unfortunately, there's only a few systems that are actually free for us to use. And some inmates don't realize that. And I tell everybody, you get the first message free. After that, if it costs, you're going to have to fund it, because we're not a charity.
Yeah.
You know, we are a business. But I certainly, and I've had, I've got dozens of inmates that say, they're like, hey, yeah, take $10 out of my account, buy what you need, and let me know when I need to re-up or something like that.
Is that something they can frequently do? They would send, for instance, like send you $100 and then you just put it on their tab and then deduct as needed. So they have like a running balance with you. So that makes it a little bit better for probably for everybody.
When we send out, if they order something, everything obviously gets a receipt. It always has what their ending balance is with us. It starts out with their beginning balance minus whatever they ordered and then the ending balance. Some of the institutions that have the electronic messaging that we have people connected to, they get electronic receipts.
For now, you're doing everything you can, it sounds like, to help inmates who are, you know, locked up now. If you could just briefly run down for people listening what some of your services are that you offer. I know we covered some of the research and that stuff, but what else do you guys do that can help out?
Well, aside from internet researches, if you've got an ongoing case or just are curious about a topic, we do that. We sell pictures. We sell stories. We sell every CDL manual available out there for every state. So if you're interested in becoming a truck driver when you're out, we have the manuals available. We can print them out and get them sent in to you. We have some writing guides. Whatever inmates need, We try to accommodate, you know, as long as you're not asking us to violate the laws or your rules of your institution, we're here to help.
That's fantastic. I noticed on your website, which is felonsfriend.com, you had a cool little form where people can have a catalog sent to the inmate just by entering their address and information. If they want to reach you by email, what's a good way to get in touch with you, Gary?
info@felonsfriend.com.
Sounds good, man. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sorry about that, Daniel. If you're still there.
Yes.
We've got a couple minutes. Go ahead and roll with your next one.
Prison Legal News. For first-time buyers of Prison Legal News, $10 for 6 months of Prison Legal News.
Oh, it's so worth it.
Yes, definitely worth it. When I just ordered it when I first went to SEG back in March, the copy that I got from somebody to get the information order was like from 2022. People definitely hold on to these. There's a lot of information in it. It always stays relevant. It's always good to read. Now, there's a lot of free book companies that specialize with sending books to prisoners for free. The three that I use are Books to Prisoners out of Urbana-Champaign, Illinois. I use Midwest Books to Prisoners out of Chicago, Illinois, and Portland Books to Prisoners, surprisingly, out of Seattle, Washington.
Okay, that's weird.
They all three have sent me books, some decent books too, hardcover, softcover. If you can only get certain one, make sure you tell them and they'll send you what you need. You can send them like suggestions or genres, authors, and they try to do their best to get you something that you're looking for, whether it's travel, sports, history, whatever. This is definitely what helped me through my 6 months I didn't seg. If I didn't have these companies, it would have been a lot of laying around doing nothing. I actually got my mind doing something.
Man, I'm so glad you got out of there finally. I'm sure that feels amazing. It's almost like freedom. You're still there, but it's almost like you're free in a weird way.
It definitely is almost like freedom. You get, you know, all your privileges back, TV, your own time, using the phone.
Yeah.
You don't get any of that.
We're almost, I think.
You have 1 minute left.
1 minute left before we go. You mentioned you had one bad company you wanted to warn people of.
It's called the Inmate Connection out of Windsor, Colorado. I wrote them a couple times back and forth. First to get a brochure, then to get like price quotes on certain books that they advertise. Like, oh, we'll buy books for you online. Just send us the books you're interested in. We'll send you a quote. And so I sent for the books, quotes, and then I finally sent the money. And never heard back from them. But I was always hearing back from them next week. They was always responding. And then when I sent them the money.
So they just basically effed you over.
Yes, they did. Inmate Connection. Stay away from them.
Thanks so much for calling in, man. I hope we can talk again soon.
Yeah, for sure. I look forward to it.
All right. Daniel Patricus, everybody. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
And we've got one more calling in. It's our favorite prison, Stafford Creek Correction Center in Aberdeen. Everybody there loves us. We've got so many guys from Stafford Creek on our site. No, what's that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Harold George is there. He's not a big fan of ours. I don't know what we did, but there's this guy named Harold George. He just hates us. He's just always writing about how horrible we are. And I feel like we did everything for the guy. But everybody else at Stafford Creek, it's not bad. There's a couple thousand guys there. We've got 1,998 or so of them who love us, including James Hartfield, who is calling in for the first time, brand new penpals.buzz member. And James, what are some of the prison service companies that you've enjoyed over the years?
One of the sites that I really am seeing promising results from is the site that I'm on now, penpal.buzz. And then the CanadianInmateConnect.com. It's a website for Canadian inmates, but individuals in the United States, they can also utilize that and get pen pals from across the border too.
That, you know what, that's so cool because I've never even heard of that one. And a lot of people are always asking, a lot of people want to know, you know, they want to write someone from another culture, another country. So it's Canadian Inmate Connect.
.com.
Okay, that is really good to know.
It's the only one I think that they have there.
That is so good to know. Thanks so much for sharing that.
Yep.
So it's James Hartfield. Absolutely. James Hartfield, and you recently got a profile put up on our site, penpals.buzz,
yep.
And we wanted to just get you on the podcast and talk a little bit about you and what you're looking for. I think the thing that stood out to me from your profile, you know, so many people write and they're just writing about, oh, I want love and I want this and that, but you seem really interested in other cultures. You mentioned that you'd like to travel at some point to Japan, Italy, or the Netherlands.
Absolutely.
And you love just learning about people's experiences and stuff. And to me, that's one of the best parts of being a pen pal when you're in prison, is just there's so much to learn. And the people that write are so eclectic and interesting. And just talk a little about that and kind of what you'd like to find through penpals.buzz.
I wrote a few questions on my pen pal profile, and it's basically stuff that I would just like to know about other people, and just to get a sense of who those people are and what they've been through. So my aspirations in life, first and foremost, just be a better father, teacher, and confidant to my daughter as she continues to grow. And what I'm looking for in a pen pal is just someone comfortable being in themselves. I don't judge. I'm very understanding. I'm reliable, loyal, honest, open, caring person, super humorous. I love making people laugh. And it's just a form of therapy for me, and I believe that people on the outside need the exact same therapy that I do, because it's rough out there too. So I hope to meet those same individuals with similar qualities I'm not trying to really gain anything from this besides connection and consistency, and just the world is rough. So I just feel that everybody needs someone to talk to.
It's so interesting you mentioned therapy, because I, you know, for so many years when I was locked up, and a lot of people I knew that were locked up, and they get told, you should journal. You always hear like you should journal, but the problem, people don't really want to do that, because it's just, you're writing it to yourself, and you just kind of, maybe you start for a day or two and then you just kind of get bored with it. But when you're writing to someone else, it's essentially like journaling, except it's interactive. To me, like that really is like great therapy, because you can still do the journaling they want you to do, but you just have a friend now that's reading it and then giving you advice, telling you like that's a stupid idea or that's a good idea or whatever they might have to say. Hopefully they're not too negative. How many pen pals do you think you've written since you've been down?
Since I've been down? Well, I'm going on my 13th year. Since I've been down, people fall off, people come back, so altogether, I would say maybe 15 to 20. Then again, I've only had like three deaths that bite me my entire time down.
It used to just drive me crazy when you'd be writing someone for a long period of time. I mean, sometimes more than a year. And then no goodbye or nothing from them, right? Have you been through this? They just kind of vanish.
Oh, yeah. Ghosting.
And it's ghosting. Like,
and
it sucks. I mean, just for people out there listening, I always would recommend, you know, call or not call, but write and just say, hey, I'm not going to be able to write you anymore. Or just send a message through email, Securus, whatever it might be. Because for guys that are in that situation inside, I mean, we don't know. Did someone die? Did they get hurt?
Yeah.
Did something bad happen? Like, just at least just tell us, and we're big boys. We can handle it, right?
Exactly. Just give me the courtesy.
Yeah.
For real. It happens a lot.
So
it happened to me recently.
Did it really? Who ghosted you? Let's give a shout out.
Yeah. She's in Canada. Her name is Kareen. I just haven't heard from her in a month. So if you listen, just hit me up. I'm here whenever. You can just email me.
James Hartfield. Now you're 29. Is that correct?
29, turning 30 next month.
Man, happy early birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What are you guys doing for Halloween, man? Is there anything? Has people got candy or anything? Anything exciting around there? You eating a lot of junk food?
Not really. I mean, we got regular visitation to where our kids can come up. I work in a unit garden here, so we grew a lot of pumpkins, and then we donated them to the visiting room so the kids can have something to carve and decorate when they come up to visit. But other than that, nothing really special.
Oh, that's cool, though, about the pumpkins, man. That's
absolutely.
So if people want to write to you, James, like, where can they write to you? I know you're on Securus, is that correct?
Yep, securustech.net.
So they would just enter Washington, and then you're at Stafford Creek Correction Center in the state of Washington.
Yep.
What's that ID number?
366-099.
And you'd be listed as James Hartfield?
It'll be listed as Jimmy Hartfield. Jim, I just personally go by James.
Okay, Jimmy Hartfield, 366-099 through Securus. And then what about snail mail if they want to do that?
My address is Stafford Creek Correction Center, 191 Constantine Way, Aberdeen, Washington, zip code 98520.
All right, we'll try to get some fun people writing you, and hopefully they won't be ghosting anytime soon.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve, but he'll be back Monday with another edition of the Penpals.buzz podcast. To be a guest on our show, email podcast@penpals.buzz or call 888-2-PENPAL. Penpals.buzz is a division of Snaptura Inmate Services.